Hi there. We're talking about how we do our work finding associate docs at Kyra Matchmakers today. And we're not afraid to share the how we make the sausage. It's been a long learning curve. We didn't start out as recruiters. We started as chiropractors. So we get into how we built this business, how we source people, how we find them, and a lot of the insights that we've learned along the way doing this. So thank you for joining us. I'm Dr. Alan Miner with Dr. Mark Mao, my co-host and co-owner of Kyra Matchmakers. Let's jump in. Hey everyone, thanks for joining us today with Dr. Mark.
Build the scale. Let's go, baby. Let's rock this out. We're ready to build the scale today.
You know, we're doing this show. I think it's interesting. Essentially, this is going to be about, you know, what we do, what we've learned at Kyra Matchmakers as recruiting experts. We're chiropractors. I've had five clinics fail now, four clinics. And that sucks. That's expensive. And that got me interested in measuring why I had some clinics work and some not. And then Mark, you joined me and we essentially, you know, when I started chiropractic, I could hire coaches. I'd go find successful docs and emulate them. I didn't set out to be a recruiter. So this actually started looking at the cognitive makeup of people and the behavioral makeup. And we kept having, you know, clinics say, can you find a CA? Can you find a DC? And I think for the first 50 people, we said, we don't do that. And then finally, we just looked at each other and thought, we better figure out how to find people. And it's been a hell of a learning curve. You know, we have people who worked with Kyra Matchmakers in our early years and thankfully have been gracious enough to curse us out a few years ago. And then they end up coming back around and working with us today. And I liken it to these practices, like if somebody came in your clinic in your first year or two, and then they come back in year 10, it's probably a pretty different experience. And we've kind of been on the same arc at Kyra Matchmakers, don't you think?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like, once again, you take a look at the business world, and I would tell you that everybody who's successful in the last 5, 10, 15 years has evolved and has gotten better at what they've done, or they don't exist. And I do believe with lots of learns and opportunities and awesome doctors that we've worked with, we've been able to place great associates. What we've done is we've really, really, what I would say is put more gears together to help place associates faster, better. I'd say that probably comes to the network advantage that we really started to put together about 4 or 5 years ago, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, this is hard shit, man. Like, I don't think I'd sign up to be a recruiter in the chiropractic space again. And just to get ready to context, when we started doing that consulting, and we have a company called Ideal Team that does recruiting in all other industries. And what's really nice about all other industries is it's pretty standard to charge anywhere from 20 to 30% of the salary of the first year for a placement. So that's really lucrative work. We place a $100,000 job, we get a $20,000, $30,000 check. You know, in chiropractic, at one point our high point was $10,000 we charged, and you would have thought we were charging $100,000 in the chiropractic space. And I get it. We both own clinics. The margins aren't as good, but then you couple that with, so we had to figure out how to do this. Our average placement fee right now, runs around $8,500, anywhere from, you know, $7,500 to $9,000, depending on, you know, if you do a retainer or a prepay. So we're doing that on 7 to 10% of first year salary. And so to figure that model out in the recruiting space probably makes us unique to all recruiters. And then on top of something that you just alluded to, Mark, there is a shortage of chiropractors right now. You know, there's three big impacts. There's double the number of docs retiring the last 3 years than had in the previous 30. About 2,000 docs exit the profession a year now. It used to be 1,000 for decades and decades. Fewer students graduating. And then you've got this big 100,000-pound gorilla at the joint who's sucking up 1,000 docs right now to base salary of $100,000. So those three things combined to, there's a shortage right now of 5 openings for every 1 available associate doctor is what everything in our data shows. So, goodness. Then where do most people go to look for people on job boards? Well, the challenge with the job board inherently is if somebody's on there, they're probably unhappy with their job or currently unemployed. the tendency is people on job boards tend to jump jobs every year, which for a chiropractic business owner is usually not really appealing because you invest so much time and energy and put this person in the middle of your very small business in your very small community. And if they don't stay long term, it's painful, it's expensive, it's almost dangerous, if you will, to expose yourself as an owner. So yeah, Mark, what we did is we realized the best place since we did were docs who were very loyal associates who'd been somewhere for 3, 5, 8, 10 years, but they were maybe tired of where they were at and looking for another opportunity, looking for more money, looking for maybe a different clinical skill set or experience. And we realized, gosh, 4 or 5 years ago, you know, people are only looking on job boards if they're looking for a job, but most chiropractors out there aren't looking. So how do we get our jobs in front of those people? And we just decided we were going to build a recruiting team who literally all day, every day, 5 days a week, 51 weeks a year, we're calling chiropractors for our jobs. And we range anywhere from 50 to 150 active jobs at any one time. So all we're doing all day is calling doctors in the states where we have jobs. And we started building a database that I think is probably the best in the profession, because we're really finding out who's truly practicing, who's not, who's an owner, who's an associate. So when we get a job, what makes us so different to work with than everybody else is we have a really big list of associate doctors, and we can immediately call, text, email your job in front of docs who aren't looking on job boards, who you'd never find. And if your job's enticing enough and interesting enough, then those docs are going to engage with you to hear, wow, what are you doing over there? That's interesting. I'd like to talk with you. And that's it. I mean, I think that's one of the first things we called our network advantages, you said, Dr. Mark, and it's really, you can't step into this. Like, we've literally, there's no list to buy. Well, there's lots of lists to buy, but they're we've bought them.
We've been there, done that.
Yeah, they're crap, and they're, you know, people who've worked in chiro offices. I mean, everything under the sun. But we just finally realized we just have to start calling every single chiropractor and talking to them and learning who they are and what they do and are they an owner, are they talent. It's been a big lift.
Yeah, and what I hear often from doctors who come to us, and we have a conversation initially with it, and they've been looking. I still believe they're looking in what we used to do 20 years ago. You know, they're posting on their state association. They're posting on the colleges, expecting to get some help from the chiropractic schools to place doctors, and they're not seeing it. And then they're also spending hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a month on Indeed. And we played that game, and then it doesn't work. And I think you also said here a few minutes ago is that 18 players in most cases aren't looking on Indeed and job boards for a new position, right? 18 players are usually, you know, knocking on doors, asking doctors around their area, or they're just head down adjusting patients, taking care of patients, and they're open to opportunities. They just need to be found, told about opportunities. And that's what this incredible network advantage we have is we do have a large list now. And I tell my docs is like, the first thing we do is we're going to build a radius. If you're a metropolitan area compared to, a smaller community type community, Omaha compared to Dallas. Once again, I'm in Omaha, you're in Dallas. The radius that we're going to reach out is much smaller in Dallas than what you'd have to in Omaha. But all of a sudden you're getting in front of doctors who've already said, yes, tell me what kind of opportunities come along in my region, in my city, and I'd be happy to interview those for those. And I think that's really, first step at helping some of the doctors we worked with years ago, where it took us 150 to 200 days to place. I think they'd be happy to hear that it's usually around 100 to 120. And the reason why is this list that we've curated over the last few years.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's interesting. It's kind of fun being so open about this because I'm sure our competitors, and we have a few competitors, and we watch them, you know, build job boards or, use Facebook groups. There's a lot of ways to go about it. But at the end of the day, you know, we have a pretty big moat in that there's just not a list you can access that has people segmented out to know who the associates are. And when we can go straight to the associates, license in a state, it's a different animal. What else has helped us that I'm really proud of, Mark, and I don't think we'll ever get credit for this, but we've now done PVPs on over 20,000 chiropractors. I mean, and so those, that's the behavioral assessment we use. And we have more data on how a chiropractor thinks, how an owner thinks, how an associate thinks, the different types of associates and owners. And it's just gives us this, you know, we've just gleaned on why, you know, early on, we know that those old bonus comp models didn't work, you know, and yet owners love them because they hedge their bets, don't they? You know, if I could pay them a little bit, but pay them if they do really good, then I'm not so out on the line. And or then the classic from owners is always, well, I'm not just going to give them a good salary until they prove themselves. And, you know, no other profession thinks that way. Engineers don't think that way. Accountants don't think that way. But I think because we're so entrepreneurial and it's such a struggle to build your business, chiropractors are wired to think that way. But as we got this data on the behavioral and the cognitive assessments, we realized, you know, 71% of chiropractors are hardwired. They could have been a CPA or an engineer in another life. They love systems. They love procedures. They like predictable, stable environments. They're not the person who's going to go network for you and go do screenings and go do talks and attract people into your clinic. Just as most plumbers and electricians aren't the ones to do that. The owners of those companies go bid on the jobs and meet people in network, but not the people doing the actual work. And I think we brought insight and some data behind what we were seeing, Dr. Mark, through what we've done there. And I know it's a big advantage to the docs who get to work with us.
Yeah, you know, it was so interesting as we started to see this behavioral predictive information come back to us and we started to compile it. Like you said, 71% are this caregiver, awesome doctor. And it's so funny how owners get a negative connotation with that. But I'd say that you and I have been successful in the fact that we've been able to, what I would say, build a nest for our caregivers inside of our practices that they love working for us. Why? Because we put them in a position for success. And I've had so many doctors come to me losing associates. And let's be honest, doc, if you hire the 29%er, the business builder, or the doc who's more entrepreneurial leaning, that is a mini me to you. I have many times I get on a call, I'm like, you, Dr. Allen, but I want somebody like me. If I just had somebody like me, and my last two associates left me after 2 years, but they still want somebody like me. And you're like, time out. Like, how long would you work for you? And they come back and they said, well, not very long. I said, what would you do? You'd open your own practice. And that's exactly what you get when you hire, in most cases, someone like the owner. So this predictive behavioral assessment, instead of hiring on gut, the mini me, I want them to be like me, that's going to leave you in 2 years. The predictable index is actually going to help us determine, you know, what drives most associates. And what drives most associates these days is this consistency, this follow through, being a chiropractor, like a medical doctor in a hospital. Is that who runs the hospital? People with MBAs. Who takes care of the patients? The doctors. They're not out doing screenings. They're not out doing talks. They're not out knocking on doors. They're not out at home fairs. They're not out at, you know, the market. They're in the practice seeing patients. And I think that's what we have to understand, is that's what makes it successful.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think a lot of owners, we run in the same circles. And, you know, I started in WLP and you saw Body by God, which became MLM and Amped and Blueprint Today and DRP and Closed for Cairo and, you know, Tony Ebel's group and Pediatrics and Epic back in the day. And what happened is the people who really thrive in those groups are entrepreneurs. And that's why they're visionaries who are excited. They love being around other entrepreneurs. And it's a little bit of an echo chamber if you're not careful, because, you know, you get inspired by the people going. In my day, it was building a clinic to 1,000 a week. And I don't think we appreciated the nuance you just talked about, Dr. Mark, that's the minority of our profession. You know, and yet when that's who you're hanging out with, you start to miss how other businesses work in the rest of the world. You know, it's very unique. And by our measurements, about 10% to 12% of chiropractors are entrepreneurs who have no business working for somebody. And when they work for you, if you've ever hired people and you've had one, they're with you for 6 months to a year and then they're gone. They're the biggest flight risk ever. And they're wonderful while they're there, when they're excited and they're first learning and they come out of the gate and they blow up the practice and they are growing and gutting. And next thing you know, they're gone. Poof. And it doesn't take an owner long to realize, well, that sucked. That was a lot of energy and work. Now, we get to work with a few owners who have a heart for that, and they love cultivating and curating those people and getting them off on their own. And that's a great model. But most entrepreneurs never look on a job board. You're not going to find them. It's hard to scale them. I mean, we pull data. There's so few people that aren't owners who've ever come in and taken our cognitive and our behavioral assessment that came in as an associate. It's just, if you're wired that way, everything in you is trying to find a way to not work for somebody. You want to find a better way to do it. And so, and you said something about the hospitals, Mark, too, that just needs to be said, is our analogy is the worst time to make decisions on your health. When I practiced, I tell my patients, when you're in the emergency room, that is not the time to be making decisions about your health, because you're in an emergency situation and you've got to make decisions based on that. The time to make decisions on your health is when you're healthy at home and you have time to correct and to change and look at your blood work and retest it and change your diet and your exercise and your stress and your sleep. And it's the same when dealing with your team, and that we get so many calls where docs are just, you know, they're exposed because they're the only person and they got injured or sick, or our worst calls are the spouses of chiropractors we've loved who passed away and there was no succession plan. So now the spouse is trying to figure out what to do with this business that's her livelihood, his livelihood, now that the spouse has left. It's awful. Or, you know, just the doc has a key person and they left and they gave him 2 weeks notice or no notice. I had a few of those docs who just, my worst was he broke up with his fiance on a Thursday and he moved home to Wisconsin on a Friday. And he has a good practice himself now in Wisconsin. Joe, hello, shout out. But he was an entrepreneur. See, that's he was there trying to make a relationship work, not because he was an associate. And I didn't have the knowledge or the skill sets or the tools to assess that. So anyways, the point is that it takes, you know, if we're cranking and really slaying a job, we're finding somebody in 88 to 90 days. And it often takes longer. Again, there's a massive shortage. When a chiropractor is looking at your job, they're looking at five other jobs and they've got a lot of offers on the table. So the point of that, doc, is better to be prepared and look for that person on the front end than waiting till your back's against the wall and trying to pull a rabbit out of your hat and find somebody in a day or two. Another one for us that I think's unique, when we audited recruiting, we were shocked, Mark, how recruiters don't give a shit. They will play somebody and then turn around and poach them from you quickly. And that's just the world of recruiting. And chiropractic's a small little world. So we decided to do something which was really unique. And that's, we give a 60-day fit guarantee. And so if somebody quits or you fire them in the first 60 days, we'll replace them with one additional associate. And I think even more importantly, once we've worked with you as the owner, we won't ever run our jobs by your associate docs. And in our small market today, I think there's a lot of value in that, because we are, if you read between the lines, what are we saying? We're saying we're poaching doctors. Now, we're not doing it maliciously, but if a doc's paying $20,000 more than you are, and we can run that job in front of your associate, they might be interested to come work in one of these other jobs. And, you know, that's maybe the one knock on the joint, biggest of all, is nobody really likes working for the joint. The clinical excellence is perceived as really low. There's no kind of pre-post measurement. The hours aren't great. So if you get a good salary and somebody, an office who has good systems, they're doing interesting clinical work, they're getting good outcomes, that's really appealing to a doc. And so, anyways, that 60-day guarantee to check the fit, we feel good about it. We sleep better at night. And then it also protects our clients that we're not going to go run our jobs in front of their associates.
That's right. And, you know, I guess we've been talking to the owners, but let's talk to the associates a bit as well here. I mean, you guys are looking for positions. And what's unique about us as well is we don't charge the associate to work with us. We'd love to see a great placement for you. We'd love to see a great opportunity. That's what we're bringing to your doorstep. And we come to you with opportunities. You can go into our database. You can reach out to us at Cairo Matchmakers. We can put you in the database, let you know exactly when opportunities come up in your region. We shoot you a text and an email to let you know what comes up if something does come up. And as you said, I think we need to understand, just going back to the beginning of the conversation, I had a conversation early this morning with some good friends of mine, and we were talking about the schools, and supposedly enrollment's down almost 25% in 2025 than what it was just a couple years ago.
Wow.
So we're seeing that even with these smaller schools popping up, what we're seeing is a decrease in the number of chiropractors. So, you know, having good, stable jobs, paying well, taking care of doctors, you know, they're going to chiropractic school for $300,000. We know that you have associates coming out. We're trying to get strong jobs. And the reason why is they need to make a living as well. But when you take care of a doctor, my associates have been with me for 15 years, almost 10 years and 7 years. And they're incredible. And it gives me the freedom to allow me to do things like this on a Tuesday when our office is open. So, you know, helping find the right job if you are an associate, let us know, as we'd love to help you out. And once again, we don't charge associates anything. We just want to be able to put you into a good position.
Yeah. I mean, helping associates find great jobs that pay great, I think is, you know, when we started this, the average salary was $60,000. It's north of $100,000 now. So we think we've had a big hand in moving that up to make chiropractic more appealing. And we really advocate for the associate. We want them to find a great doc. And it's sort of inherent in working with us, Dr. Mark, because we're perceived as expensive, although compared to, like we said, other industries, we're not. But because we are, that usually means we're working with really solid practices. You know, exactly. So if a practice owner is paying a six-figure salary and paying us $8,000 to $10,000 for the placement, you know it's a good business. And I can't help but notice how many of the docs inside the coaching programs, you know, Close for Cairo. We had a doc yesterday who's just blowing it up after coaching with Danny over there and with Tony Ebel, and what, you know, those pediatric docs and the certainty and what they're doing with their clinics, and what Stephen over at the Remarkable Practice is doing, and what Aaron Gum's doing and his team at Blueprint. And, you know, there's others out there, but the point is, if you're struggling, you know, in today's world, you need to sit down and figure out if you want to have a staff and a team and some freedom from your business with associates, some redundancy, you need to go learn from some of the people that are building $3, $5, $8, $10 million clinics. And, you know, there's some beautiful $300,000-$400,000 clinics, and they're wonderful for the doc who does it, who loves operating and loves being a healer. But you just have to pick where you're going to go. And if you need an associate because you're trying to buy time freedom back, you're trying to get help serving because your workload's heavy, or you're just starting to think about your exit plan, the profitability of your clinic matters today. And your ability to provide somebody a great living is what's going to make this work. And trying to find somebody who's going to come build it alongside of you like you did is it just doesn't happen anymore. And so, you know, that has changed, that has shifted.
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's the metrics that play the game, right? How fast we can place a doctor, put them into an office, which we've been great at. Our retention's incredible. I think the last time I looked, we haven't had to replace a doctor in almost, I think, 22 months. So the matching process is super important. I guess that's another thing that I always tell docs that makes us different is we're trying to match. We're doing the front end work on it. We're just not throwing you the hand grenade. Somebody responded to an ad, here you go. There's actually front-end work that goes to it in a professional match and a behavioral match. And then on the back end, making sure that, you know, background checks and license checks and so forth are being done. So not only do we have happy clients, but we have happy associates going into those positions as well.
It's awesome, man. Well, thanks, Dr. Mark. I hope some of you find this really interesting, understanding the nuts and bolts of how we got here and how we do our work at Cairo Matchmakers. Have a great day, man.
You too, man. Take care.
Yeah.